Every year we celebrate the holidays in long-standing traditions, unchanging rituals, familiar foods, familiar songs, undistracted by external events. And then sometimes events define a holiday. You could call this a kind of holiday carol for a moment that now seems very long ago.
So goodbye, Mama. I'm off to Yokohama for my country, my flag, and you.
This tune was being hummed and sung by Americans 70 years ago. From a sleepy, isolated, depression-weary nation, the United States was suddenly off on an adventure, had pulled together, was off to war.
Say bye-bye, Mama, the land of Yama-Yama, until April, I guess, will be your address.
And anyone alive today who can remember that song, recorded in mid-December 1941 about going off to Yokohama, can also recite word for word this announcement from President Roosevelt just over a week earlier.
Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy. The United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan.
It was a moment of grim, rude awakening. America was part of a world dissolving into global industrial-scale bloodshed.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special news bulletin. The Japanese have attacked Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, by air, President Roosevelt has just announced. The attack also was made on all naval and military activities on the principal island of Oahu.
The attack on Pearl Harbor exposed the vulnerability and disarray of the U.S. military in 1941, but it also motivated a resolve that America had never before experienced, a unity that redefined a nation, still simmering with divisions left over from the Civil War days. America's entry into the Great War of 1914-1919 was an acknowledgement of its arrival as a world power, that it was no longer anyone's former colony. But our entry into World War II was a righteous cause to redress a wound everyone in the nation felt.
All America lines up with the president in this critical hour. The nation united pledges unfaltering support. Already at his command, the Navy is on the move. America's prayers. Go with the men on land and sea and air, fighting for civilization and freedom.
The details of the raid still have the power to shock. Scores of planes, some of them suicide bombers, attacking and crashing into the U.S. Pacific Fleet, strafing the soldiers and sailors on a Sunday morning in Hawaii.
They have learned well the technique of surprise mass murder. The American naval base at Pearl Harbor in Hawaii was the target for the fiercest raids. The $100 million stronghold, mightiest outpost of U.S. defense, was bombed just after dawn. First reports say 150 enemy planes swooped over the base and nearby Hickam Field. Dispatches unconfirmed as this is released say two U.S. warships went down in the attacks.
In the end, 2,388 Americans died in the attack, 1,178 wounded, 21 ships lost or damaged, including the USS Arizona, which went down in a horrific series of explosions. 333 crewmen survived the Arizona. The Christmas holiday of 1941 was an extended prayer for a nation entering a new era.
America's wartime Christmas and a traditional New Year's Eve will not be grim, although Remember Pearl Harbor promises to become one of the great historic battle cries.
Let's remember Pearl Harbor as we go to meet the foe. Let's remember...
Always a tuneful country, America's famous Tin Pan Alley has produced the first batch of war songs in record time. One of the most popular heard over the radio begins, "Goodbye, Mama, I'm off to Yokohama."
Goodbye, Mama, I'm off to Yokohama for the red, white, and blue, my country and you.
In a sense, the period of history that began on December 7th, 1941, is still going on. We are a nation aggressively engaged around the world with our men and women in uniform, often the image of this country. 60 years after Pearl Harbor, the attacks of September 11th echoed this Pearl Harbor moment of solidarity for a generation of Americans who perhaps couldn't name the USS Arizona. The solidarity may be more difficult to recall on this 70th anniversary, but still, like in that holiday season long ago, America is off to war in places far from home.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.